This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I'm going to be deeply unprofessional right now. Big Voice Man just said it. The biggest stories in sports and entertainment, we are not starting there. You know, you're supposed to do the thing
where you
hit the big stories and then you circle back around with other things, you know, pulling back the curtain. No. I need to do something entirely different. We're sitting down, myself, Reginald Atula, that's John Lopez, the OG, obviously Figgy Fig back in studio, and Brandon K. Scott of Hiram Clark fame here with us. And we had a little fun. Myself, Fig, our guy Luke Morrow, Team Mill, and B. Scott, in addition to our guy Chewy Ortiz of Mix 96.5, were out at Steak Night on Wednesday. And we got to talk. We were having a lot of fun chatting. And I learned two things about our guy, Brandon K. Scott, that drove me up a bleeping wall. And he has takes on two films that I think are just absolutely absurd. So, Lopez,
the films are absurd?
No. The takes are absurd. Yeah. Lopez, you have learned about one of these films.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to tell the audience what film that B. Scott does not view as highly as everybody else?
Before he does, I want to say there's two films, and there's one of these takes that I'm going to defend to my death, and there's one where I can definitely understand why y'all are getting after me, but I have an explanation
for
why that take is what it is.
We'll start with the latter first. It is a well-beloved mob movie.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us what the movie is?
The movie is Goodfellas, and I got to know the take itself. I got to know the conversation that was had at Steak Night with the fellas.
The take?
So we were doing overrated pieces of art. We were doing music, and then we got to movies at some point.
Yeah.
And my take, and I think this is probably not my best take, but it is my take, and I've got a reason for it. I felt like after watching Goodfellas, and I want to put the caveat out there that I watched it late in life, but I did not understand why it was such a cult classic. Now, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
I think it's a great movie. But why is it, like, up there with Godfather? I didn't quite fully understand. And then I heard from Luke Morrow that he actually likes it better than The Godfather, which was the heart of my take. Like, I don't get that. It's a fine movie. It's a really, really good movie. But I didn't get why it was so far up the pantheon based off of what I watched. Now, here's my defense of it before you tear me apart. Because I understand this, and I'm the only person that has this take from what I can tell. Everybody that's seen Goodfellas loves Goodfellas. And to be clear, I also enjoyed the movie. But here's my take on it, because I've had a couple of days to sit with this.
Yeah.
If you want your children to love and appreciate and enjoy mob movies, be careful of them watching mob content. Let's call it not just movies, but shows, movies, all of that. Be careful of them watching things out of order or out of place.
Yeah.
Because I think really my issue is that I saw Goodfellas after I'd already seen The Departed, after I'd already seen The Sopranos, which to me is the preeminent of the mob content for my taste. And I also like The Departed better.
Yeah.
So I think that if I had seen Goodfellas back when people my age first saw it, or if I was old enough to have seen it back when it came out, right? Like if I had consumed it from the beginning, I would have a greater appreciation for it. But if you watch it in reverse, do it backwards, it can kind of hurt your appreciation or your context of it all. So that was the reason why, for me, Goodfellas did not necessarily hit the same as it did for everybody else.
I actually don't understand the timeline element of your take. I get it, but in terms of, like, that's your take?
I think you appreciate the latter stuff more if you've already seen the stuff before.
But what I'm saying is you can watch it when you're 18, which, by the way, you say your kids. Don't let your kids watch it, period.
I was talking more high school, but, yeah, sure. Yeah. That's a fair point by you.
I don't care if you watch it when you're 18, you're 38, or you're 68. Mm. I think it's a standalone classic film. And my best defense for that, and I think a lot of people, you know, disagree with you, so it's not like, you know, I'm profound here or anything, but it's a true story.
It is
a true story that, if you've ever read about these guys, is about as close to the reality as there's been. Even Godfather was kind of based on some realities and stuff. No, this is a true it happened story, and to me, that's what makes it great. That it's jaw-dropping that all these things that we saw in Goodfellas really happened. You know, from the Lufthansa thing to the characters, you know, to obviously the roles and the things that they did, and the some of the heinous things that they did. That, to me, is what makes it great. It's like, oh my God, this really happened like this.
Yeah, no, I can appreciate that. Obviously, I'm not going to disagree with it being a true story. It is factually a true story. I appreciate it. At the end of it, Lopez, by the time I got to the end, I honestly was like, so that's it? That's the one? That's the one that's got everybody in a chokehold?
So that's it.
And I felt like it was too short.
And I'm just saying, by the end of it, I did not feel the feelings like, oh, I got to watch this movie again, or I just didn't feel it was a great movie. I just did not feel cult classic in my bones.
You know,
the way
Mona Lisa, she's just sitting there smiling.
Yeah.
It's kind of a half
smile. Not even finished.
She's not even really smiling.
It's not even finished.
It's more of a grin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow. You are finding actually at least one supporter. Totally agree with you. B's got Goodfellas and The Godfather are overrated.
Oh, come on now.
All right. I see.
Come on.
Now. Right, now, I will say this too. I am, and I think this is part of it, I am a mob content casual on that on part because that's
well
the
that
reason,
might be part of the reason
because that's
then.
The reason why I watch Goodfellas after, like, who does that? Like, most people have probably seen Goodfellas by the time they reach these other pieces of content.
And by the way, I know you got more.
I need to get to, because this isn't the damning one. Damning one is coming.
Now the damning one I'm going to defend.
Right, but just real quick, the thing that just blew me away is what you said is like, that's it. Because even if it wasn't a true story, even if it was just total fiction and they just made it up, the way they made this movie, the score, you know, the Eric Clapton music, you know, that was kind of interspersed in there, the actual cinematography, and I'm not going to get into all the weeds. It was a great movie, just standalone.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed
it.
Because the next movie, let's get to it, because the next movie, I am not going to give as much credit to. I enjoyed Goodfellas. I just thought it was overrated. This next movie, I don't get you guys. I don't get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know the listenership of Sports Talk Radio. 713-572-4610. Y'all have to boo this man and shame him to shame him into a damnation, because this is a man for whom he finds no pleasure or enjoyment. In fact, he wants a refund on the time that he spent on watching this movie, that movie being Keanu Reeves's John Wick. Yes. Yes. Light his ass up, man. Go ahead. Explain yourself.
I mean, I don't get it.
Explain yourself.
I don't get it. Like, this badass. Like, I think what really got me was the scene, and I only watched the first. I watched the first one, and I said, "Oh, they made more of these." for what reason? Like it. So the scene where he kicks everybody's ass in the house, and the cop shows up, and all of that.
That's right.
I think that was the one that did it for me. That is the one that did it for me. Everything about it. I understand it's an action movie, and action movies are not realistic, and that's the whole shtick of it all. But I just did not find myself impressed.
It is one of the most realistic of action movies, because literally he did all that weapons training, plus the whole idea of John Wick. It is modern mythology.
That's it.
It is a modernization of Greek mythology. It is deep in a way that is that is really actually not had very often in films recently, and it gives you all the fun of action. What more could you want?
Man, I'm just saying, if you're going to be a superhero, so I like superhero films, right? So if the dude going to be a superhero, just make him a damn superhero.
This is one.
Well, I get it, but he ain't. That's the thing. I'm like, what this dude
He's
doing?
John Wick.
This dude doing all of this, and I got another point on this too. But this dude doing all of this, he ain't got no serum. He ain't been bit by nothing. Ain't nothing crazy happened in his life. He's just a trained badass. Get the hell up out of here with that. And here's my thing too. Y'all can help me understand, because I got ticked off throughout the movie at some point, and I just didn't care enough to give this enough attention. But how is it that he's this big of a badass and he got his ass whooped in the beginning of the movie in the first place?
He's out the game.
How he didn't wake up? You don't forget how to ride a bike?
He was out the game and they ambushed him. What you
man,
mean?
Man, get out of here. They ambushed him. He was being ambushed in what felt like the whole movie.
That's when he went into that mode.
I could never understand that. By the time we got to, I was like, okay, John Wick can clearly beat up dozens of dudes at a time. But he got beat up in his own house, and they took his dog and killed his dog and all that. Like, come on, man.
He decided to go to hell at that point.
Messing with his dog is what did it.
But to me, if John Wick is John Wick, don't none of that ever happen, and the movie don't happen. I'm saying.
He had gotten out of life, and this is where the dog matters, because somebody's like, he did all that for the dog. I agree with B. Scott. No, right. You have to understand.
I don't have a problem with him doing what he had to do for the dog. I just don't get how he wound up in that place, and he's this much of a badass.
The dog is not simply a dog. The dog is the last living, I guess, tether his wife that he was willing to give up this life of crime for.
I respect
that. He completely changed who he was, stepped out of this space.
I respect it.
Went to his wife. His wife passes, and the last thing that he has that tethers him to that memory is a dog that some jerk just took away from him for no good reason.
I respect the story behind that, okay? I didn't have a problem with that. I just don't get how John Wick is the baddest mofo apparently that we have ever seen in the history of history, and he let somebody come in there and whoop his ass and take his dog.
This is a terrible.
I don't get how that happens to John Wick.
The other thing that's just interesting to me is when you go into a John Wick movie, you're not looking for true reality. Your approach matters. Like, how do you feel?
Didn't want my intelligence insulted, and I felt like it was.
I mean, you're coming in with, okay, this is John Wick. There's going to be some fantasy, you know, sort of mythological stuff going on. How do you feel about the Bourne movies? Because that's in the same vein. The Bourne Identity, the Bourne whatever.
Yeah, but I also don't feel like they're talked about the same way, and I could be wrong about
them.
This. Checkmate.
I love the Bourne movies.
Are the Bourne movies talked about the same way that John Wick is?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I love the Bourne. And they're kind of in the same John Wick. Yeah.
He said they're fine. Yeah. I never thought I would have reason to say this. I say this, and I mean it as high praise for you. I never thought I'd have opportunity to say this, but the day has come. B. Scott don't know ball. That's crazy to me.
That's fine. Ball, overrated. if that's ball, to hell with it. Just bring me an actual superhero. I was like,
they did.
Daredevil at least had something happen to him.
He wants guys.
Spider-Man at least got bit.
He like wants this guy is just a costumes. If he was wearing a costume, would it be better?
No, if there was an actual reason for why he was such a badass, but for whatever reason let somebody come in there and kill his dog and beat his ass before he actually went out there and did something about it, maybe I would like it better then. But no, man, he ain't got to wear no costume. I just need to understand, like, how could this be? The whole movie I'm watching, how could this be? How are we here? How did we get this far? If this man is this surgical with it, this cold with it, how did this happen in the first place? So I guess it was maybe even just the premise of the movie. You know?
At Brandon K. Scott on Twitter, if you would like to
hit me up. I'm good.
As to why this is. But I do appreciate you jumping in. A few things I want to mention in what's popping. Salute to the Texas Fury Texans, the girls' high school flag football champions of 2025. They were out at practice today, so salute to them. And, of course, salute to the many Astros pitchers that are pitching this weekend. You will have Hunter Brown on Saturday and then Colton Gordon, I believe, on Sunday before Fromber takes the mound on Monday. That's what's happening at the big league club. But it might be more interesting the double-A side, right, Lopez?
Yeah, you got Eric Geddy on Friday, Luis Garcia on Saturday, all for Corpus Christi, by the way. And then that would be – who's the third one?
J.P. France.
Oh, J.P. France.
J.P. France, there we
go. J.P. France.
And on top of that, you mentioned Javier, who did pitch last night.
Yeah, he's further along.
I think it was two and two-thirds innings, if memory served. And I think it was three hits and one earned run, if memory serves correctly.
So keep count. How many guys is that we named? Four?
That's four.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, so – here's my
at least one of them's gonna make it back.
My pie in the sky, since we're back on ball, my pie in the sky hope is that they got so many damn starters that they don't know what to do with. And it's gonna have, and Reggie, you were in the DFW area when this happened, that it's gonna have that vibe of the Rangers from their World Series run, where their bullpen was crap for much of the year, but by the end of the season, once they got further enough along, it did not matter because they were able to use their surplus of starters to kind of help supplement what they were lacking in the bullpen. And by the end of it, you didn't know that they didn't have no good bullpen because they had starters coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, and that's
and they did have good starters.
I think that's absolutely the hope for the Astros management. And I think according to kind of the rumors that we're getting, especially with Isak Paredes seemingly having like a very serious injury that's going to keep him out for time, they seem to be very much focused on acquiring a bat at the deadline that's upcoming. And some rumors have them attached to Eugenio Suarez of the Diamondbacks.
Also known as apparently Henry Aaron of the last couple of weeks. I mean, what got into Eugenio Suarez?
Yeah, you know? He's been really sending the ball very far. And then also a little bit of scuttlebutt that I don't even know how to mention or how to really handle, but the idea that possibly a Carlos Correa reunion could happen as well. Both of those are kind of things that are floating out there.
I am just glad, because I came in here either last week or the week before, and we had this conversation, how I would be disappointed if an arm was the focus, and that's what they came away with at the trade deadline, because I felt like there should be so many reinforcements.
You could be right.
And I'm hoping that was me hope trafficking at the time. I'm still hope trafficking that is the case, because I feel like there was a much greater urgency, since there is no, hey, this guy is waiting in the way. Obviously, Yordan. But, I mean, can you rely on that? Like, it felt a lot more desperate to me that they got that bat as opposed to getting those arms.
Yeah, so we'll see what that ultimately looks like. This weekend could be big. And, obviously, you know, whenever we're on air, especially come next week, headed towards the trade deadline, we will give you as much as we hear and see on that space. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. B. Scott, I still love you, even though you have terrible, terrible takes in these two spaces.
My music takes are better than my movie
takes. That is
takes.
True. Yeah. Music takes
I will. I will admit that on the front end
big
or on the back
fan.
End.
Big hands.
That's a great joke. That's a great joke. That's a great joke.
That's hilarious. B. Scott, appreciate you. We will catch and keep up with you as always as you are covering these Texans as well. All right, coming up next, the big man, D'Amico Ryans, didn't talk today, but a man that I actually probably want to hear more, and that sounds wild to say, Nick Caley, spoke to the Assemble Media. We'll get you what the offensive coordinator had to say for himself when it comes to training camp next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.